All right, let's get right into creativity and money. MIAD, Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design President Jeff Morin joins us in the studio. Jeff, thanks for taking time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Of course. So let's jump right into creativity and money. What is the impact of the new Title III grant that the school just received? How is it going to impact student outcomes? There's a new, student success center that you're working on?
The $2.25 million grant that Maya just received from the federal government will be transformative to the college on many levels. It will allow us to build out a student success center, which will pull together a lot of operations that we already have, but they're dispersed throughout the campus. And this way for students, it'll be more like a one-stop shop experience.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be adding staff for our students. About 36% of our students are Pell eligible, which means that they come from very low income backgrounds. And about 30% of our students come to us with a documented disability. So in order to serve those students better, we're going to bring in a caseworker that will help them navigate services beyond the college. We'll also bring in an experiential learning manager who will help them with high impact practices like internships and career advancement. We'll bring in an institutional researcher that's going to manage the project. We'll create a fund for teacher training to teach these contemporary students. And we'll build an endowment that will allow this program to move well into the future.
So it allows you to really take the whole student approach with additional funding. And obviously the Student Success Center is looking at, you know, the entire student, not just the day-to-day academic work.
Exactly right. And for our faculty, post-pandemic, students have changed. There's a heightened awareness of mental health issues. Obviously, with our student demographic, they're bringing in high financial need, and they're also bringing in unique needs because of their disabilities. And we want to be able to help our faculty and our staff meet the students where they are.
Yeah. How has that, I want to have you talk a little bit about the enrollment trends for this year and moving into the future, but how have those like ROI discussions with families and students changed in the last couple of years?
Post-pandemic and moving into a really strong employment condition for our graduates or for someone coming right out of high school, we've definitely had to double down on the return on investment and make the case for why an investment in art and design is a solid investment for the future. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a kitchen table conversation in most households.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, both from a student standpoint and obviously the parents, they want to know that, hey, we're sending our kids for 2 years or 4 years. We want to be able to come out of the school with a job and with resources that can make up this big investment. But there's more to it than just, you know, the day to day. You're also building a community and you're building an infrastructure and you're part of something bigger.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, part of what the Title III grant will help us with, and part of the work that we've been doing for years now, is to make sure that on day one, when a student comes in as a first-year student, we're already thinking about and talking about graduation in 4 to 5 years, so that retention from 1 year to the next is vital. Because if a student comes in and has incurred debt through loans, if they leave MIAD and don't go to another college or university, but simply drop out, they simply leave with the debt and not with the credential to clear that debt. Yeah. So for us, we take that very seriously.
Yeah.
And that's why we're pursuing things like this Title III funding to maximize the opportunities for students to succeed.
Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design President Jeff Morin joins us when we come back. How MIAD is working on new partnerships to drive the student experience forward. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Jeff Morin, president at MIAD, joins us in studio this morning. So, Jeff, in terms of collaboration with other area colleges and universities, yeah, you don't offer a business school per se within the college. How do a student that wants to be a true entrepreneur, start his or own business, how do they accomplish that when they're so focused on the creative aspects of what they do?
Great question. And probably what will surprise most people about MIAD graduates is that about 30% of them will start their own business during their professional career. And one of the ways that we help our students is by partnering with Marquette University. We have had a very long relationship with Marquette where our students can minor in quite a few curricular offerings at Marquette, including a brand new game and interactive design minor that's been developed in conjunction with MIAD. So we share the curriculum and we share the students in those programs. And Marquette students come to MIAD if they're interested in enhancing their educational experience with art and design classes.
I love it. All right. So given some of the ongoing challenges in higher education funding, how is MIAD addressing the budgetary concerns and shortfalls?
You know, MIAD's at this very interesting confluence or intersection. We are a nonprofit. We are in the arts and we are in higher education. And all three of those industries, especially in the Milwaukee area, are stressed. In our case, we have a business model that does not allow us to operate with a deficit budget. So as we see colleges and universities highlighted in the media for their precarious position, oftentimes in those stories, we'll see that they've been carrying a deficit for 5 years or more, and every year probably adding a little bit to that deficit. Our model does not allow for that. We have to make difficult decisions in the year, within the budget that we're living in that year. So we are not postponing any of those decisions to a later date.
Okay. So with, you said your incoming class, or the class this year is 850 students or so. How are you creating new partnerships to diversify the revenue streams, kind of be above and beyond tuition then? I'm guessing that's first and foremost.
There are quite a few different things that we're doing, and some of it is planning even at the high school level with high school students in the area through programs like our design internship program. That allows for area high school students to get a paid internship in the summertime, additional instruction on whatever field of design they're interested in that MIAD offers, and then they get access to a year's worth of programming at MIAD for free. What that is doing is it's building that starting point of a pipeline for people interested in entering the creative industries or creative fields. That's one thing that we're doing locally, partnering with MPS and quite a few other area schools. I think this last year we had applicants from about 45 area high schools. I didn't know we had 45 area high schools. And that program has grown 500% in the last 4 years. So it started as a pilot program with Hanson Dodge and has really grown into a great partnership with many area businesses.
Okay. All right. When we come back, more with Jeff Morin from MIAD, I want to hear about kind of the innovation around the curriculum and how they're adapting in the world of marketing and branding that truly just changes each and every day. And what are the new developments that could happen on campus right there in the historic Third Ward? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Jeff Morin, the president of the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. Jeff, what insights do you have from your role on the Governor's Task Force for Workforce and AI? I'm guessing a lot of the incoming students have maybe a little bit of fear around AI and how it will impact their creativity down the road. What do you tell them?
I think you characterize it correctly. There is a fair amount of fear on AI, and there are a handful of people that are seeing great opportunity there. My background has been in communication design or graphic design.
Okay.
And I tell them that it is simply an evolution in the work that we're doing, in the same way that a couple of decades ago, a personal computer or a laptop was revolutionary in the work that we do. I was not trained to work as graphic designer today. I was trained on how to do paste up and how to order type from a type house. None of that exists anymore.
Yeah.
But graphic design still exists.
Right.
Communication design still exists. Print and web design still exists.
Yeah.
So the field will evolve.
Yeah. You still have, you need the human touch no matter what, but the tools are going to enhance that creativity for sure. So in terms of touching the community, I know MyAd is involved in a number of different projects. What are some of those, and maybe a couple that we aren't aware of?
There are quite a few in the community. There's probably not a major manufacturer or entity in the Milwaukee area that we aren't involved with. And when you look at our alums going out in the community, whether it's the development of the Live Wire at Harley-Davidson with a MyAd alum there, or right down to the Bucks logo that we're all familiar with now and that development.
Hmm.
We're not claiming it for our students, but
right.
our alums are definitely involved in that. And if you've walked the airport and had to use the navigation map, that is something that our students developed.
Hmm.
So we are in surprising places in the community.
Yeah. And obviously a gallery right here outside at the Avenue that's right on Wisconsin Avenue.
The Gallery of the Ave was a very important extension for us. It is putting the college in front of people that may not get to our part of the Third Ward because we're building a new vibrancy in this part of the city.
Yes, without a doubt. So how are you leveraging your current facilities in the Third Ward? You have new things coming in terms of development and buildings. Is that in the long-term plan?
Well, we are going to be building out this new Student Success Center, but some of the work that we've done recently specifically is with our Lubar Centers for Innovation and Emerging Technology. And in discussing AI, we have a place for that discussion to happen on campus, and that's in our Lubar Emerging Technology Center. And that center allows students to apply for digital inquiry grants so that they can pursue new things.
Hmm.
And we're looking to them to bring it back into the curriculum with us so that students will oftentimes bring us a new software that we are not aware of that is how they're producing their work on the side.
Yeah. All right. So in a couple, maybe 30, 45 more seconds, I always like to ask leaders when I have them in, especially from your creative lens, Jeff. You had this Milwaukee magic wand. What's your one wish for the future of Greater Milwaukee?
My wish would be that Milwaukee would plant a flag and really own something that distinguishes itself positively from any other city in the country. Of course, selfishly, I'd love to see that around something in the creative sector. It could be around our celebrations. It could be around quite a few different things that we do here in the city.
All right, very good. Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, MyAd President Jeff Morin, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.